598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, broadcasting live from my Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone studio here at 1520 South Boulevard. It's time for your 740 question of the morning. And today we're talking about the release of the video from yesterday.
Let's talk about who?
Madhouse Nation, you know what we want to know. We want to know your opinion, your thoughts on the video. The police released, the CMPD released video on yesterday, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. Leave it on our voicemail. Your thoughts. Real quick, Jess, what you thought about it?
Just, first of all, let me start off by sending condolences to the family of this man in this video. I know that this was very, very tough to go through this and also very, very tough to watch this video. So condolences to his family and his children. It's tough, you know, when I watch it, and granted, they kept telling this young man, put your gun down, put your gun down, put your gun down. I look at it and I see him putting his gun down and then being shot. So my question is, how was he supposed to put his gun down? After watching it, how was he supposed to comply with that order? Because that is what I think he was doing when he got shot. Okay. So, just a tough video to watch.
Burp.
I don't know, man. I saw the video. They told him multiple times, a multitude of times, actually, to put the gun down. What was he doing? That's my question. What were you doing on the side of the car? But then I'll have another question. Like, okay, officer, why didn't the other officer shoot? He didn't feel threatened, but you did. There were two other people beside him, and he wasn't, like, it didn't look like a hostage situation. They didn't look like they were afraid of anything. They didn't look like they feared for anything. So why were the police scared? So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It was tough for me to watch, man, because I know him.
Right, I know him too. He worked in a music factory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It was, for me, it was sad all the way around. Sad for the, definitely for the Franklin family, sad for his kids, sad for him, sad for everybody that worked at Burger King, sad for the officer who had who fired the shot. It's just tough. But, you know, I ask people the question all the time, like, if this is you in the situation as the officer, do you shoot? And as the officer, would you have shot your son or your brother? Or your cousin, or your dad, if that was your dad in that situation. So, it's tough. I think we got to place more value on life altogether. Yeah. From CMPD to us as citizens, we got to place more value on life, point blank, period.
I don't think what happened warranted him being shot. I don't think, from seeing that video.
I agree with that.
I don't think anything in that video warranted him being shot. What happened to police negotiators? Remember, people used to come out to talk people down off the ledge.
And you know what? That's what a lot of folks are talking about. That was the narrative on yesterday. A lot of folks talking about de-escalating the situation. And they felt like in watching this video that the de-escalation methods were not used.
And, you know, because of this, I read a report that says that CMPD is revising their de-escalation procedure.
And they need to be revised all over.
They do. They definitely need to go back to the drawing board and look at a lot of these things. But like I said, the question that just reigns for me is, how was he supposed to drop his weapon?
It did. It looked like he was putting the weapon
down. It definitely looked like he was about to. So if he still gets shot when following the command, granted it took a long time for him to follow the command, if he still, then how was he supposed to follow that command? How was he supposed to drop the gun?
I think,
and when
what?
You're in that situation, and you know that you have made a huge mistake, your mind is just like, what? I'm pretty sure that that man was sitting up there thinking, I'm about to die.
704-227-8780. We're also going to talk about this later on in the morning, right around 8:30. Charlotte's Plug is out of here.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.